scored on the telly again, James.
Yeah, I mean, I was just saying then, my record on the telly is quite phenomenal, to be honest. I mean, every time we play on Sky, I seem to score and get man the match, especially 3 out of 3 this season. But yeah, it's just about getting 3 points there after this run we've been on. I mean, it's just a brilliant feeling, to get that winning feeling back after a game. It's been a while. I forgot what it felt like to win a game, and yeah, the lads are buzzing in there.
I was going to say, it's been since September here, as well as the 8-game run too. So yeah. I mean, how crucial is that? Because you could sense around the place the different feeling with your guys up in that second half.
Yeah, it's so important, especially to get it at home as well. I mean, the home form hasn't been good enough, as I've said numerous occasions, and we owed that one to the fans because they turn up in their numbers every week. And yeah, we've gave them something to moan about in recent times because our form hasn't been good enough, and we know that and they know that. And yeah, so to get a win today in such a convincing way is very good.
It felt like a complete contrast from the first half to the second half. Yeah. Do you guys feel the same?
Yeah, definitely. When we're in there at half time, I think it was more of a case of less relaxed. We know we're one goal down. We look around the changing room, we've got so much quality in there, especially off the bench as well as a group. And we know if we go out firing as we did, we got Nelson got an early header in goal, and I think that just gave us a lift. We had a couple of set pieces and stuff, and yeah, we went out all guns blazing, and yeah, it paid off.
And what does that do to the mood with you guys all coming out? I know you said you've kind of forgotten what it feels like.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in change room before where you're on a run, but honestly, in the past few weeks, it's one of them. Gets to a point where you're just like so deflated, it takes over your life, and you go home, you're deflated at home and stuff. So just to see the lads buzzing in there, because we work so hard on the training pitch, fans don't see, and we're working so hard to put this right, and it's all paid off today, so I'm really happy.
Your goal, you had a bit of time to think about it. It wasn't the easiest finish either. It didn't look it to me anyway.
Yeah, it was bouncing, so I just had to kind of wait for it to settle and stay composed. And I seen the keeper trying to get across to save it. It was just about getting a good connection. As I just said there, it was nice to score a bit of a tapping for once.
And after the Preston game here, we were speaking to Alex Pritchard, and we got to ask him about you. He was very complimentary. Yeah. What's it like playing with Alex? Because that was his first start, and you can already see what he brings to it.
Yeah, exactly. That's mine and Alex's first start together as well, and we know the quality he brings. The fans know that, we know that as a team, and just to get him back on the pitch firing is just a massive lift. And the boss is brilliant. Yeah.
is it true he said recently you need a rest, I might leave you out, and you said to him, no, don't leave me out, I want to play?
It was a general thing, you know. Being put in the press, maybe Madison needs a rest or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm a young lad playing regularly in the Championship, and I don't want to rest. You know, I feel good, I feel fit, I'm producing good quality, and a rest is the last thing on my mind.
You're getting kicked every game, though. I mean, physically, is it tough for you to keep going?
No, I mean, I get kicked a lot. I've seen a stat that I'm the most fouled in the Championship the other day, and I take that as a backhanded compliment. And just keep getting up, and yeah, I'll keep going.
It's the first time you and Pritchard played together. Do you sense that is something that can work? Because there's obviously question marks then over about the balance on the side and how it could work.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, quality. With a player like Pritch, he can just fit into any team. You know, he played off the left and the right today, and he stayed wide, he drifted in. I mean, he put in a really good performance, especially after his first start. He ran a lot. I think the running distance for him would be very high, and that's hard to do coming back into the team with the first start. And yet to do that, to be honest, because we all know what quality he's got, and if he keeps working like he does, I think it can click, yeah.
The form you're in, the form you've shown this season, the fans are getting worried that when it comes to January or the summer, a Premier League team's going to come in for you. Could that happen?
We've just lost. We haven't won a game in 8. That's the last thing on my mind, to be honest. I mean, I'm just focusing on putting in a good performance. This is my first run of games in the Championship. I mean, I'm not looking too far ahead. I just keep focusing on my form for Norwich.
You must be thrilled, though, the way you're playing. You've been so consistent, the goals as well.
Yeah, as I've always said, I always know I've got the ability. I'm a confident boy, and I know I've got the ability to go and make it happen. It's just about getting that opportunity, and I've got that, and taking it, which I have done so far. And as I've seen people say, it's about doing it over a long period of time, not a short, and hopefully I can continue to do that.
What did you do differently in the second half as a team out there, did you feel?
I think at half time it wasn't necessarily shouting at each other. It was more, let's talk about what we have to do, instead of just people can go in there and shout at each other and throw things around, but that doesn't solve anything. We had a little talk, the boss spoke about a few little tactical changes and stuff, and we went out and we know what it means. It's when you're on this run, we said, boys, come on, like we have to do this, you know. It's not we haven't got a choice. We have to go out firing, and I think we went out with a bit of fire in our belly, and yeah, it paid off.
Yeah, has that been missing at times, do you think?
Definitely, yeah. I think especially in the midfield area today, Mario's playing more of a deeper role, and he's been good. He's been winning heads and stuff, and you don't necessarily associate that with Mario Brancic. And Harrison Reed gave us his normal fiery performance, getting about, getting in people's faces, and yeah, I think that was a very very pleasing victory for us there.
Could this one win change the season? I mean, could you the whole team just take it on from here just because of this one win?
Yeah, definitely. When you're on a run like we're on, that one win does change things, you know. Now we can go into Leeds with a bit of confidence. A team off the back of a second half performance like that, which was very good. And take confidence from that. And yeah, as a team, we can go into that hoping to win.
How much difference did Marley Watkins make in the second half? Because, you know, tactical switch at half time, I presume, rather than an injury.
Yeah, Marley was brilliant. I mean, I said that to him after. I said, change the game for us, to be honest. His energy, his physical robustness, he won a few headers, flick-ons, which looked like they were going out of play. And it's just little things like that that maybe people don't notice, but he put in the hard shift today, and yeah, it gave the team a massive lift.
I'll ask you about Daniel as well. You got a pat on the back from him. When any team goes through an 8-game win without a run and however long here, you expect the manager and head coach to come under pressure. How's he been though, and the way his methods? You happy that that's what's
Yeah, he's been good. He's been his normal self. You know, managers can fold under pressure, and obviously it's a business at the end of the day. Managers do get sacked, part of football, but yeah, he stayed true to himself and his philosophy, and we've worked hard on the little things and tried to tweak at little things. Obviously, as it's been a very bad run for us, and yeah, it paid off today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.